Back here as we wind halftime down at Alumni Gym in Lawrenceville. Monmouth trails Ryder 37-22. We'd like to thank Greg Ott for stepping in for a couple of minutes impromptu halftime interview as I welcome my broadcast partner Jared Weiss back here to Press Row. I'm Eddie Acapinti. Lauren Bajica back in the studios of 1160 WOBM AM Engineering. Not only this game, but she had the Monmouth football game, which led off this doubleheader afternoon of MU Athletics on the Shore Sports Network. The football team finished up their season 5-5 with a 26-21 win over Robert Morris. Not an easy place to play out in Moon Township. Jared, we spoke to Greg about it. It's kind of easy. Hit a couple outside shots, prevent Ryder from hitting a few, and MU's back in this game.
Absolutely. I had the pleasure of talking to Gary Colwell of WMCX at halftime, and we talked about the same thing. If the Hawks had come out in the second half, knocked down a few shots, we saw on the Ryder side that shooting is contagious. You hit one, and you come down. You hit a few more from other people, and everybody can contribute, and they'll chip away right at this lead. But they got to start with Ryder starting with the ball. They need to start with a defensive stop.
Ryder going right to left to begin things here in the second half. MU will go left to right in this second half of action. 19:52 to go here in the game. Ryder basketball, and they'll inbound up by 15. It's the Hawks starting five. Take a look for Ryder. Valentine starts the second half. That's the only difference to their starting lineup as Stewart begins his half on the bench. Lindsay into the game. Ryder's up by 15, and he hasn't done anything, which is great if you're a Bronx fan. Thompson will hand for Miles. Crosses over on Nicholas. Ed Wake gets his hand on it. Loose ball. Ware dives to the floor to keep it alive, but he threw it out of bounds, so Ryder will get it back with a fresh shot clock.
Yeah, tough break for the Hawks. Getting a defensive stop. Gaining control of the ball, which resets the clock, giving the Bronx a fresh 35 with baseline out of bounds.
30 seconds gone by first half. Lindsay, his inbounds is stolen by Nesmith. Quick outlet to Nicholas. Two on one with Steele. Red to Jesse. Layup is no good. It hit every part of the rim but the bottom of it. But now Monmouth has the basketball. Nice pass down low to Edway. He'll lay it in. Beautiful look from Nicholas.
That's a great look. That's his second great look of that possession. First feeding Jesse Steele, who had a tough bounce, and then finding Ed Wade on the line.
And back the other way, an offensive foul on Nuruddin Lindsay. That's his third foul. I believe, who was that? Deion Nesmith stepping in, or are they going to Marcus Ware stepping in to draw the charge?
Yeah, Marcus Ware recognizing that Lindsay likes his left hand. He's going to drive left every time he touches the ball. If he can get into the lane, just stays in front, holds his ground, takes the charge.
He listened to your scouting report. Little pressure here from Ryder. 1-2-2, three-quarter court. MU breaks it easily. Marcus Ware down low. He goes up. He's tied up. It'll remain Monmouth basketball after the nice defensive play.
...25 seconds for the Hawks with a baseline out of bounds play.
Nesmith left-hand dribble. Try to go over to Jesse Steele. It was kicked by Thompson. Shot clock will remain at 20. 18:53 to go here in this second half. MU with the first bucket of the second half to cut this lead to 13. Steele with a left-hand dribble. Around a high ball screen from Ware. Ed Waite in the right corner. Nice backdoor pass to Ware. He goes up. It's off of Thompson. Five on the shot clock. MU will inbound. Great. Two times Marcus has been denied.
Great set play from Coach Rice.
Steele inbounds to Nesmith. Quick pull-up two just inside. The foul line is good.
I was going to say, great setup play by Coach Rice to get Marcus Ware open on the block, and then which leads to a Deion Nesmith knockdown.
MU now down by 11. Thompson will hand for Miles. Into the right corner, Lindsay into the game. He's still on the floor with those three. Miles drives on Nicholas. Tough lefty shot is no good, but we'll have an offensive foul called on Ryder. They're going to call ND Azuma. That's Ryder's second foul. Jared with a basket, and you can get this game back into single digits.
This is exactly what they needed to do, just chip away at this lead early.
Steele open for three. He's going to pump and drive. Pull up at the right elbow. Good. He gets the friendly bounce to cut the Ryder lead to nine.
I think that's what Jesse Steele and this Hawks team needed is just a couple easy buckets.
Lindsay is going to go over and back right in front of us, and MU Jarrett fired up a 6-0 run to begin the second half here, and they get the basketball back.
Everybody's excited. The bench is jumping up, clapping. This is exactly what they needed right out of the break.
Ed Waite's inbound directly in front of us. Stewart back into the game for the Bronx. And dare we say, Ryder looks out of sync with their best player in the game. Ware at the right elbow. Will drive on Azuma. Lefty shot, no good. Azuma pulls it down. And now Stewart corrals a loose ball.
Good showing from Marcus Ware, who only played 2 minutes in the first half.
Thompson goes down low to Azuma. Jesse Steele gets a hand on a pass down low. And now Ryder will inbound. 23 on the shot clock. The Bronx lead. Meridine Lindsay to inbound. He has to go to Thompson. Sadler now goes back to Lindsay on the right wing. He's got Ed Waite on him. Top of the key, Thompson. 15 on the clock. Thompson will hand for Lindsay. High ball screen, top of the key. Leaves one down low to Stewart. Marcus Ware steals it away. Ed Waite, nice behind the back dribble. Keys the fast break. Jesse Steele into the lane. Short shot, no good off the window. And Azuma with the rebound, and it's an offensive foul. I think they're going to get Ed Waite. No, they're going to call Jesse Steele for the foul. Mammoth's first of the half.
Yeah, Jesse followed his shot, came around, and grabbed the arm of the Bronx rebounder.
O'Garrow back into the game for the Hawks. MU was down by 15 to begin this half. Now down just 9. We've played just about 3 minutes in the second half. Thompson will cross the timeline. Dump it to Lindsay. Baseline drive, and he steps out of bounds. Give that one back to Mammoth as they force another Bronx turnover.
That's got to be 3 or 4 turnovers to start this half for Ryder.
How many times have we seen players step on that out-of-bounds line already? Mammoth will break the press as Steele has it with Lindsay on him. He'll cross over, get right around him. Jesse picks up his dribble. Nesmith, corner three on the way. Got it! MU cuts the Ryder lead to 6 at 37-31, and Kevin Baggett will take a timeout.
Stops, couple easy baskets, turnovers, all leading to this run.
That timeout gets extended to a full timeout. Jared, we'll keep things right here with the under 16 timeout coming. This at halftime was a 15-point Ryder lead at 37-22. MU a 9-0 run to begin this half, keyed by not only their defense, but just renewed offensive execution. Couple of freebies down low. Deion Nesmith hits MU's first three of the game, and now we got a brand new game, 37-31.
We sure do, and it was the key that we just talked about. One guy hits a shot, another guy hits a shot. The Hawks forced 6 turnovers within the first less than 4 minutes into this half. Trimmed the lead down to 6. We were standing 15 points down. It's a whole new ball game with lots of time.
Jared Weiss, Eddie Alcapinti here with you in Alumni Gym. Lauren Majika and Megan Oleski back in the studios of WOBM AM 1160 engineering this afternoon's broadcast. The next time that we're on the air, it's a different doubleheader of sorts. Or rather, the second game in Atlanta is that way. Tuesday night, Jared, MU has the 4 o'clock game. And they'll take on South Alabama. And directly following our game here on the Shore Sports Network, we'll throw it to an extra early edition of the Kevin Callahan Mammoth Football Show. That game around 6 o'clock or whenever we end. Live from Jack's goal line stand in the West End with Matt Harmon and Mammoth head football coach Kevin Callahan.
Happy for Coach Callahan ending the season with a victory, a key victory. Not like you mentioned earlier, not an easy play out of Moon Township.
MU forcing another turnover here. Nesmith all the way to the basket. Shot missed, but a blocking foul will go on Zedrick Sadler. Deion Nesmith all over the place, hitting threes, getting a steal there, and he'll now have a couple of free throws coming. This MU team, Jared, an exact 180 of what we saw in the first half.
Absolutely. Deion Nesmith getting into the passing lane, driving straight down the floor. And a Ryder Bronx caught moving in the lane, allowing Nesmith to head to the line for 2.
Bang, bang play. They said he was sliding a little bit as Nesmith hits the first free throw. That run now at 10-0 here in the first 3.5 minutes of the second half.
The Hawks 8 of 10 from the first half in free throws, really proving important now to stay within reach.
Deion hits them both. 37-33 now the lead.
Hawks showing a somewhat of a press here.
A lot of pressure here. Thompson will jump the pass. Sadler shakes loose. Long two. No good off the side of the backboard. Loose ball. Nesmith pulls away again. Outlet pass to Steele. Pull up three for Jesse. Short. Offensive rebound, Marcus Wary. Lost it off his shoe, but right to Andrew Nicholas. Monmouth basketball, 30 on the shot clock. Nesmith got his hand on a cross-court pass. Sadler pulls it away from him. One-on-one with Deion, puts it in.
Smart play by Deion all alone, not to foul in that situation. Give Ryder more momentum.
It's 39-33, Bronx lead now. O'Garo to Nesmith, under 16. Steele left wing, into the corner, Nicholas. He'll try a three, in and out. O'Garo had the rebound, lost it out of bounds. They say off of Ryder, and that will get us to our under 16 media timeout. Mammoth on a run here in the second half. It's an 11-2 run to begin the second half. The Hawks have cut this Ryder lead to 39-33 with 15:37 to go here in the second half. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for Mammoth basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Mammoth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Jared Weiss, Eddie Acapinti here with you. 15:37 to go in the second half at Alumni Gym in Lawrenceville. Ryder 39, Mammoth now 33 after this big Hawks run to begin the second half. And Jared, yeah, Mammoth has finally hit a three, but they're still just 1 of 14. The defensive pressure that they've turned up has been the key.
Seven turnovers to start the second half, including turnovers on Lindsay, primarily the go-to for Ryder. So Lindsay turning the ball over isn't loading well with the rest of the team. And we see how everything, shooting's contagious, so is the turnovers.
This is the first of a couple of games away from home for MU, continuing the road trip that started at Notre Dame on Monday. After this, we head to Atlanta for three games at Georgia State between the Panthers, South Alabama, and in Tennessee State. Steal inbounds for Mammoth. Hawks are going left to right. Jesse gets it back left wing now. 15:30 to go. Nesmith kicks it into the corner to Nicholas. He picks up his dribble. Ed Wade at the right elbow. Loses it, and it's a turnover. Sadler ahead to Thompson. One-on-one with Nesmith. Nice move, and misses the shot. Stewart, putback is good. Steele. 41-33, Ryder leads now. Steele to Marcus Ware. Marcus puts it on the floor, and his shot is pinned by Azuma. Echoes out of bounds, but Andy Azuma with a big rejection. This is a punch, counter punch kind of game. Ryder now striking back.
Sure is, and that block really kind of got the crowd into it, a good crowd, and we're in such, it's so contained, this court. The Hawks can't get the crowd into this.
Nicholas drives, shuffles one to Ed Wade. Ed will now dribble out with 15 on the clock. Nesmith has it on the left wing, left-hand drive. Dumps it down low, Ed Wade. Ed, tough shot, no good. Batted ball, comes down to Sadler. He'll now bring it up for it with Ryder. Leading by 8, 14 and a half to go. Azuma will hand for Miles. Miles will work on Nesmith, driving kick. Thompson open in the left corner, didn't want the three. He'll now dribble to the wing, pull it back out with 15 on the clock. A high ball screen from Azuma. Thompson to Miles, three from the wing, no good. Whistle down low, will go against the Hawks. It's either going to be on Wait or Ware. They'll call it on Marcus Ware. That's MU's second here in the half.
That's his third personal.
His third personal. Another kind of cheap foul for Marcus on a loose ball and a rebound.
At number 23, Stevens.
As he will exit.
He exits with, not to cut you off, Jared, with Nesmith and Nicholas as Spinella, DeLeo, and Khalil Brown back in. Miles, left-hand dribble. Got Steele on him. 24 on the clock. Thompson now has it with a right hand. Now we'll back it out top of the key with DeLeo on him. Into the corner he goes to Sadler in front of his own bench. Top of the key, Miles. 10 on the shot clock now. High ball screen for Mazuma. Left hand dribble. Athletic shot. His shot is swatted by Ed Waite, but a foul called as both Miles and Waite go crashing to the deck.
On the foul number 32.
Two shots coming for Anthony Miles.
Team's third of the half.
Ryder, 50% from the foul line this game.
Anthony Miles shooting.
That's a pretty serious collision right at the rim. Hard foul for Med. 13:44 to go here in the second half. Miles will have a couple of free throws. The lefty's first one is no good off the back of the iron. Maybe if he just backed up the three-point range, he'd have a better chance to make it. See what I did there? Miles hits the second, increasing the Ryder lead back to 9. MU rushing it up court in a hurry. Spinella will go top of the key to Ed Waite. Max DeLeo on the right wing. Around a ball screen for Ed Waite with a left-hand dribble. Cross court fine on the left side to Steele. Under 13 and a half to go now. Jesse will go top of the key. Ed Waite right back to Steele. 12 on the shot clock. Steele around a ball screen from Khalil Brown. Over to Spinella. MU's got to get into this zone. Khalil Brown open from the foul line, way short. And the rebound comes down to Thompson. Bounce pass in transition for Miles. Might have taken a step, but now has it alive in the right corner. Sadler has it now, top of the key, under 13 to go. Over on the right wing, it's Miles. They'll go down low with Zuma. Left-hand power dribble. Righty jump hook is good. Ryder's lead back to 11. Jesse Steele, what a move around his defender. His shot missed. And Stewart pulls it away. What a shame he couldn't finish.
Back and forth we go again.
Thompson, nice move in the lane. His shot is missed. They call Ed Waite for a foul right at the rim. I believe, Jared, that will be Ed's fourth foul, and it will be.
Number 32,
see what
Ed
kind of decision.
That's his
Coach
fourth
Wright.
Personal team's fourth
Coach
of the
Wright's
half.
Right now with Ed with
to the
four
line
fouls.
The Bronx, number five, John
well,
Thompson.
Ed's coming out eventually as Thompson has two free throws, and you really can't expect him now until probably the under four media timeout. John Thompson makes the first free throw, pushing the Ryder lead back to 45-33. Where Nicholas Nesmith back in for Monmouth. DeLeo, Ed Waite, and Khalil Brown take a seat for MU.
A line change for Coach Rice right before the 12-minute media timeout.
Thompson's second free throw is also good. Nuruddin Lindsey back on, Thompson out. We saw Coach Rice do that a lot at Notre Dame. Multiple players in and out. Pereira's come back into the game as well.
Ryder in that 1-2-1-1 pressure as the Hawks bring it up across the timeline.
They break it pretty easily as Nesmith finds a cutting Nicholas. His shot is missed. Loose ball. Marcus Ware hustling for it. Saves it momentarily, but Pereira pulls it away. Lindsey to Sadler. Right back to Lindsey. His shot blocked by Nesmith. What a play by Dion. He'll now bring it back the other way. To Spinella. Three from the wing. Got it. MU cuts that lead back to 10. Under 12 to go.
An unbelievable athletic play by Dion Nesmith to track the ball back. Get a block.
And now Steele with a turnover in the backcourt. Nicholas three from the wing, short. Steele, right back to Red. Righty shot in the lane, no good. He cannot buy a basket. MU turns another Ryder pass over. This time Jesse will go to Nicholas. This is out of control right now. Down low Spinella. MU can settle things down with under 11 and a half to go.
Ryder into a zone, 2-3.
Ware at the foul line. We'll move on Azuma. Short shot, no good. Azuma bats it away to Lindsey. He'll come back the other way now. One-on-one with Steele. Jesse fouls him on the way up.
I'm going to go back to the point before I was going to make. Dion Nesmith tracks the ball back, gets a block, recovers it, grabs the rebound, finds Spinella along the wing who knocks down a huge three.
We've thankfully reached the media timeout, and it comes with 11:15 to go here in the second half. Ryder 46, Mammoth 36. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for MU basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Ryder 46, Mammoth 36, 11:15 to go, second half. Here in Alumni Gym, along with Jared Weiss, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. And Jared, Mammoth was down 15 at halftime, then cut this lead to 6 at 39-33, but now Ryder has done a good job pushing it back to 10. They're still hitting from deep, but they're also getting to the basket here.
Each team has answered the other team's punches here. You know, Mammoth comes out, forces 7 turnovers to start the half, gets it within 6, Ryder answers, but the Hawks have forced 10 turnovers in this first 8 minutes of the first second half. So they know they can make a run. Ryder had their run. Now it's time for the Hawks to answer that blow.
Hawks come out with Nicholas, Nesmith, Steele, Spinella, and Ware. Miles, Lindsay, Pereira, Fortunat. I have to see one more player I can't see. Daniel Stewart. So Nuruddin Lindsay with a couple of free throws, the St. John's transfer, saddled with first half foul problems, here misses the free throw. He transferred during the year last year and then was granted a waiver to play right away. Good job by the Ryder Compliance Office, as Lindsay missed them both. Nicholas pulls down the rebound. MU down 10. Jesse Steele. We'll try to go down low to Ware. Marcus lost it, got it back. Now a tie-up will ensue. A little aggressive at the bottom of that. And Ryder will get the basketball back.
Yeah, you mentioned that Lindsay got a waiver to start this season. Started that first game against a Northeast Conference opponent, Robert Morris. Dropped 26 points, had 4 rebounds, and 5 assists in his first Ryder game.
Big win by the Bronx over Robert Morris. Then they lost to Stony Brook at 6 in the morning on ESPN's 24 Hours of Madness. We near the 11-minute mark. Ryder up by 10 with a basketball. Lindsay to Pereira, breaking the pressure. Now Stewart has it. He'll get into the lane, but they'll call a touch foul on Red Nicholas as he went moving to the basket. That's the 6th foul on Mammoth.
Andrew Nicholas. That's his second personal, team 6th of the half.
So the next Mammoth foul will have Ryder shooting free throws for the remainder of the game. Inbound to Stewart. Has to go all the way back into the backcourt to retrieve it. Lindsay now will work for Ryder. Into the left corner to Pereira. Play catch along the perimeter. Stewart on the right wing. Top of the key, Miles. He has Nicholas on him. Lefty on lefty. Miles moves into the corner. Pereira, pull it a 3. Buried it.
Three-point goal, Tommy Pereira.
Seems that everybody, you know, Ryder doesn't have to find Miles or Lindsay. They can have anybody shoot from the outside.
Mammoth will try to answer here. Steele will drive and now throw it back top of the key to Spinella. Nesmith in the corner. Steele will pull it to his own 3 and knock it down all net to cut the Ryder lead to 10.
Big answer for the Hawks with about 10 minutes left to go in regulation.
Miles shakes free down low. Goes top of the key. Stewart, he misses a dunk, but they call a blocking foul on Deion Nesmith down low. Ambitious attempt by Stewart. Coach Rice is all over something with the scoring or the clock.
The clock is continuing to run.
The clock is actually still running now. And now, and it's still running while the game has obviously been halted.
Now the referees have those belt packs that control it, so it might have just not registered the whistle, which stops it to .001 of the whistle being blown. So a little bit of a miscommunication within the technology here.
9:59 to go here in the second half. Daniel Stewart with 2 free throws after the ambitious dunk attempt was missed. They called Nesmith for being in the restricted area. Not a bad foul as Stewart misses his first. The foul on Dion. It'll be his first when they put it in eventually. Stewart hits the second one. 50-39. Ryder now on top of Mamet. Steele and Nicholas help break the pressure. As now the Hawks back. Steele open for three again. Tries another one. Got it again. 50-42 now the Ryder lead.
Two in a row for Jesse Steele. Hopefully he can heat up. Contagious shooting again.
Yeah, if Jesse gets hot, we could be in a game here as Jesse Steele commits a pretty bad foul. About 50 feet away from the basket. Jesse's third. It was a foul. It was a bad foul. And now Lindsay will have one and one.
18 fouls now for the Hawks. Ryder will be shooting the rest of the way.
Lindsay at the line, where Ryder is only 8 of 16 today. Compare that to what they're shooting from three-point range, where they're 8 of 22. He hits the free throw here, pushing that lead back to 9. Been quiet for Lindsay, who's this team's leading scorer, at about 21 and a half a game. His second free throw is good, so that lead back to 10 now. Lindsay now has 4. And you having some trouble here in the backcourt. Now they break the pressure. Spinella now will go hard to the basket. He'll lay it in with a left hand. Nobody picked him up.
Good recognition by Steven Spinella. Take it all lefty.
9:15 to go first half. Second half, rather. Miles with Spinella on him. Left hand dribble still alive. Between the legs, top of the key. A lot of dribbling. Now into the corner. Picks up his dribble. We'll go top of the key, Lindsay.
Left hand.
52-44. Lindsay called for steps. Great defense from Jesse Steele, forcing him to his right, Jared, which is what you had just called.
Lindsay, a right-handed shooter, primarily likes to go left.
Ryder calls.
Obviously, in the scouting report, we saw it all over the ESPN game. I believe Ryder took a timeout.
Coach Kevin Baggett takes a 30-second timeout. With Ryder on top, 52-44, 9 minutes to go in this second half. Let's reset the game. Monmouth with 8 fouls called against them this half. Ryder just 3. I was really hoping to go through a whole basketball season without hearing this song. What a shame. Game 3, it got broken. Both of these teams are 1-1, so whoever wins today will jump over the 500 mark. You liked that, didn't you?
I didn't expect that on our game recap there.
That's unlucky right there. So Monmouth down 8-0. That is, hey, we recap the whole game. Ryder now will drop back to a little three-quarter court pressure. They'll now fall back inside a half court. Under 9 to go in this game. Monmouth down by 8. They've trailed pretty much the entire contest. Nicholas on the right wing. Top of the key steal. They go down low to Ware. Tough catch. Marcus jump hook on the way. Got it in one! Ware will shoot for a conventional three-point play.
Great job recognizing the get inside. You need to attack the forwards of the Ryder Bronx. They don't have a lot of depth in that position. Keep on putting it inside. Get those easy buckets. Get to the line. The Hawks shooting 12 of 10 from the line so far today. Keep on getting to the line. Keep on chipping away.
Azuma back into the game.
Junior Fortunat to the line for Monmouth shooting.
Fortunat back in the game.
Marcus Ware.
Actually, he... A little confusion here for Ryder. He's going out. As Monmouth has cut this lead back to 6. 8:45 to go. Where's free throw? Is no good off the side of the rim. Miles pulls down the rebound. Hawks now 10 of 13 shooting free throws. Lindsay loses it off his fingertips out of bounds. Another turnover for this Ryder team. Jared, that's number 24. Oh, 8.5 to go.
I would say half of it is their own mistakes and a half of it is the Hawks' defense.
52-46, the Ryder lead. Marcus Ware at the left elbow. Drives right around Azuma. His shot is good, and it cuts the Ryder lead to 4.
Keep on attacking. Get the ball to Marcus Ware. Only two minutes in the first half. He's proven a point in the second half.
Ryder ball as we near the 8-minute mark. Up 52-48. Thompson will hand to Stewart. Stewart knocks over Nicholas. Offensive foul on Daniel Stewart. That foul is his fourth, and continue that MU run that has cut this lead to four at 8:03.
The Hawks fan that made the travel west getting into it. Great job by Andrew Nicholas to get into the lane, set his feet, take the charge. Another turnover for Ryder.
Amazing. As Sean Valentine will come in, he'll take out Daniel Stewart. So with the two, MU can cut this to one possession. They can make this a one-point game if they're able to hit a three. Also, you can count on me going crazy if they hit that three. Nesmith picks up his dribble in the right corner, and he loses it off his knee out of bounds. That'll get us to our under-8 media timeout. 7:55 to go here in the second half. Ryder 52, Monmouth 48 as we step out for 30 seconds. Here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Whether you're watching college, NFL, college football, college basketball, NFL football, or the NBA. Well, Jared, you can watch whatever you want there. The Boathouse is your spot at 1309 Main Street in Belmar. Visit their website at boathousebarandgrill.com and make sure to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. We'd also like to thank our friends at University Subs for their sponsorship of MU Athletics. U Subs has been a neighborhood favorite for years. They offer free delivery to the dorms, and all MU students receive 10% off of their total order. Jared Weiss, Eddie Acapinti here courtside with you at Alumni Gym in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Ryder on top of Monmouth, Jared, 62-58. This game, it really hasn't been back and forth because Monmouth has had a lead on Ryder in a long time, but the Hawks are right there within striking distance to pull off a shocker after being down 15 at halftime.
Yeah, the Hawks had only had a two-point lead early in this contest, that first 4 minutes of back-and-forth basketball. Ryder extended their lead right before half to 15. Hawks had answered right out of the gate in the second half, tied the game. Ryder answered back, takes a four-point lead, 2:41 left, Monmouth ball with Andrew Nicholas inbounding.
Nicholas will try to inbound to steal. He'll instead have to go to Spinella. Right back to Red, as now he'll flip it over to Nesmith. They'll break the pressure. Dion lost it on the out-of-bounds line off of Nesmith. Good call by the official, and it'll send it back to Ryder.
Good pressure by the Ryder after the timeout, going into that 1-2-1-1 full-court press.
2.5 minutes to go here in this game. Monmouth down four. Thompson will break some pressure to Valentine, and he'll be called for traveling, the 28th Ryder turnover. Nerudine Lindsay will come back in. Valentine will take a seat. He gets a heck of a glare from Coach Kevin Baggett.
Monmouth has 23 of their points off of those turnovers.
Steele will bring it over with 2:20 to go. Nicholas in the right corner. They swing it up top of the key. Now it's Spinella. He'll drive into the lane. Strong take by Spinella. He'll lay it in. He cuts that Ryder lead to two.
Steven Spinella, his first double-digit scoring game in a Monmouth uniform.
Thompson had it on his hip. Should have been a travel. Instead, he'll hand off for Miles. Under two to go now. He'll work on Spinella, and he will lose it out of bounds. They say off of Marcus Ware. It'll be Ryder basketball with a minute and 53 seconds to go and 22 on the shot clock. Sadler comes in, taking out Tommy Pereira.
Coach Baggett on that sideline is very, very animated.
He is. He's also have the biggest pair of pants I've ever seen. I mean, he's not a little man. He's really tall. Those pants would fit a 9-foot person. Sadler in the corner to Lindsay. We near 105 seconds to go in the game. Monmouth down two. They have momentum. Big possession here. Thompson between the circles with Spinella on it. Goes up top to Miles. Five on the clock. Now four. Miles. Double team. Loses it. Loose ball. One on the clock. And the shot clock will expire. What a defensive possession, Jared, by Monmouth.
Great defensive stand. Recognizing the shot clock was going to come down. High ball screen, usually after 10 seconds. Recognizing Marcus Ware with the heads. on the ball screener, keeping Miles contained, losing the ball, allowing the shot clock to expire. Monmouth ball, 1:31 left.
Yeah, 91 seconds to go in this game. Coach Rice has taken a full timeout. We'll keep the action right here courtside at Alumni Gym. 62-60, Ryder on top of Monmouth by a point. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9779 or visit app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press, your news any way you want it, wherever you are. We'll give you a game reset right now. Jared Weiss, Eddie Ocupenta here courtside with you. Ryder on top of Monmouth, 62-60, 1:31 remaining here in this contest. Monmouth has 10 team fouls against them. Ryder with 7 on a jump ball situation. The Bronx would retain possession. It'll be Monmouth ball, Jared, coming out of this timeout.
I'm curious to see what Coach Rice has set up. Do you get the ball inside to tie the game again? Focus on the forwards of Ryder, the lack of depth and experience there. Or do you go to the outside? Do you get Jesse Steele involved? Do you trust Andrew Nicholas to knock down a three when he couldn't buy a game? He's 4 of 18 all game. So what does Coach Rice do? Steven Spinella has been extremely good today, getting to the rim. Deion Nesbitt also working north to south, getting to the rim. There's so many weapons on the floor right now. Who does he go to?
Yeah, I would like to see high ball screen action between Steele and Spinella. And then you have Nesmith and Nicholas for a kick out. Top of the key, it's Red Nicholas. Right hand dribble. Well, hand for Steele. Jesse will get into the lane. Nice little move. Turnaround two for the tie. No good. Marcus Ware offensive rebound. Marcus, his shot for the tie is good. We're tied at 62. 1:10 to go.
I don't know if that was exactly what they wrote it up as, but it worked out. Tie ball game. Timeout Ryder.
Coach Baggett will take a timeout with 103. I'm sorry, with 63 seconds to go. 30-second timeout Ryder. So how about that possession? Steele had the shot, but Marcus Ware's really good second half continues, Jared, as that shot ties this game at 62.
Marcus Ware has really done a good job this half. Only 2 minutes in the first half. Really proved himself in the second half. Staying out of foul trouble, getting the ball down on the post, making good moves, and getting offensive rebounds.
Now it'll be on the defense to come up with a stop here. 62 all, 1:03 to go. Monmouth has forced 29 Ryder turnovers, Jared. They've outscored the Bronx there 25-12. And how about this? Despite being out-heighted, outsized, Monmouth has outscored the Bronx in the paint 35-20. Ryder possession as we have 1 minute to go in this game right now. Sadler with Steele on him. All tied up. He goes to Lindsey. Nesmith harasses him, and they call Deion for a foul right inside a half court. It'll be two free throws now for Nuruddin Lindsey as Deion picks up his third. He floated the pass. I believe it was Sadler to Lindsey, and Deion tried to pick it off as Lindsey will now have two huge free throws. And he hits the first to give the Bronx the lead.
Lindsey, 3 of 5 now from the foul line today in limited minutes that he has seen today.
1 point, host lead. Now it's two, 64-62, 54 seconds left.
I believe Coach Rice has one timeout left if he doesn't like what he sees.
Jesse Steele will cross the timeline. Monmouth down 64-62. Marcus Ware, right wing. Top of the key, it's Nicholas. Nesmith had the three, he didn't want it. Now puts it on the floor. He'll hand for Spinella. Steven loses it, he has to pick it up. 15 on the clock, and now Coach Rice will take that final timeout. Good call, Jared. With just under 33 seconds to go in this game, 14 on the shot clock. MU now out of timeouts, down by two. Last time the Hawks had the ball here, we saw what Coach Rice drew up. What do you look for here?
I don't know if he really just wants to. Does he want to go into overtime without Ed Waite, who had fouled out earlier? Marcus Ware seemed to be doing good on the front court. But do you want to take a three, take a shot for the lead, make a defensive stop? There's still time with that. Hawks have 14 seconds on the shot clock. Or do you want to get the ball down low, maybe draw a foul with Marcus Ware, get him to the line with a chance to tie or possibly take a lead?
Yeah, I like the ball in Jesse Steele's hands here. The old adage is you go for the win on the road. Well, that's where we are, obviously. Spinello will inbound to Steele. 10 on the shot clock.
High ball screen.
Here comes from Marcus Ware, top of the key. Jesse, a lot of contact from Stewart. Keeps his foot alive. Wild three is blocked. Loose ball. Nuruddin Lindsay comes away with it. Mammoth has to foul now. Lindsay's fouled by Nicholas. MU not lost yet, but they're down two, and it'll be two free throws with 18 and a half seconds left.
Tough position, 14 seconds left. Had a crossover, regained the front court. Awkward shot for Jesse Steele, who got it blocked, couldn't get the rebound. 18.6 seconds. Down two with Lindsay back at the line, who's 4 of 6.
Yeah, Coach Rice gave Steele freedom on that play as Lindsay hits this free throw, making it a three-point game. This is the big one to make it a four-point game. There's 18.6 seconds to go.
Again, Hawks have no timeouts left. I believe Ryder has two.
Lindsay's second free throw is no good. Spinella pulls down the rebound. Or MU can tie this game with 15 seconds left. They'll hand for Nesmith. They could still go for a quick two. It'll be a three instead. Steele to Nicholas with 6 seconds. Red, tough three. No good. Lindsay pulls it down. He throws it up into the air. Jesse Steele comes away with it. His heat for the tie is no good and thrown away. And Ryder escapes this game after leading by 15 at halftime. The Bronx win 65-62 over a game and valiant comeback attempt by the Mammoth Hawks.
Yeah, escape is a great word. They allow the Hawks to get back in this game. They have double-digit turnovers in the second half alone, and they're able to squeak out a three-point win at home.
We'll give you final game statistics as well as take one last look around the scoreboard in the Northeast Conference. We will have Coach King Rice join us. Not sure if it's going to be now or if it's going to be after a couple of minutes. I have to let him know where we're located because we're all the way across the court. I think he's going to take his team into the locker room, Jared. Ryder defeats Mammoth 65-62. Coach Rice is greeting his team as they come off the floor. We will have, again, final game statistics as well as one final look around the scoreboard in the Northeast Conference. But credit the Hawks for coming back in the game, down 15 at halftime. But more credit goes to Ryder executing down the stretch, playing good defense when they needed to, and ultimately leaving this game with a 2-1 record while MU falls to 1-2.
Yeah, the Hawks fell victim to some poor shooting in the beginning of the game. They kind of dug them a hole. A valiant effort to come back within this game. Down 15, tie it twice late in the game. Just get edged in the final minute 31 of this contest.
We're going to take a timeout. We'll step out for at least a minute. Again, we're going to wait for Coach Rice to see what he's doing. Mammoth falls to Ryder, 65-62. I'll tell you what, Lauren and Megan, we'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll give you final game statistics as well as one final look around the scoreboard in the Northeast Conference, and we'll get the thoughts of Mammoth's head basketball coach, King Rice, on his team's valiant effort but ultimate loss here this afternoon in Lawrenceville. 65-62, Ryder wins. We're back in 2 minutes here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Mammoth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
And we welcome you back courtside to Alumni Gym, where Ryder defeated Mammoth 65-62 here as the Hawks fall to 1-2, and Ryder improves to 2-1. Let's take one final look at our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero. Real Coke tastes zero calories. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. The other two games happening today in the Northeast Conference, one went final already. You heard at halftime that was Bryan defeating New Hampshire 76-64 in Smithfield, and Xavier over Robert Morris 61-59. Take one final look also at the game statistics. Mammoth led by Deion Nesmith's 15. Steven Spinella had 13, Jesse Steele 10, a couple of Hawks with 8 points apiece, and Nicholas and Marcus Ware, who had a huge second half in this game. But Jared, MU goes just 4 of 22 from 3. Ryder hits the boards, out-rebounding the Hawks 46-38. They hit 8 threes and are ultimately done in by 18 points from Daniel Stewart.
Yeah, tough break. And we mentioned a few times over the broadcast a real true tale of two halves. The Hawks finish out the first half cold, went into the break 0 of 11 from three-point land. Come back. Cut it within six before Ryder takes a timeout with a 6-0 or 9-0 run to begin the second frame. Forced double-digit turnovers, but couldn't get that next over that next pump.
Here we go.
John Thompson adding 10 points for Ryder, 9 for Pereira, 8 points for Valentine, 7 for Lindsay, including 5 out of 8 from the foul line. Ryder shoots 40% overall. MU shoots 33% overall. And then the really big numbers, Ryder, how about this? They had 29 turnovers that MU was able to turn into 27 points. And Jared, when MU's outside shot wasn't falling, which was pretty often in this game, they were able to rely on turnovers and scoring off of them to stay close as Coach Rice comes out of the locker room.
Absolutely. You know, transition and offense through defense is a great way to score points, and it's a tough loss for the Hawks today.
Joined now courtside by Monmouth head coach King Rice. And Coach, jump right into it. Down 15 at halftime. Team comes back valiantly in the second half, tying it a couple of times, and then just a few possessions late where Ryder made a few plays. I know you're never happy after a loss, but what did you tell the team at halftime that turned things around? This really was a tale of two halves this afternoon.
I didn't tell them anything, okay? You can't play 20 minutes of basketball. We played 20 minutes. You see we're as good as this team, but we played 20. They played 40. When you do that, you lose.
What do you say about Marcus Ware? Only 2 minutes in the first half, came out in the second half. Steven Spinella, what about your front court guys that you saw?
Well,
tonight?
Marcus had two very dumb fouls to start. Okay, I know Marcus didn't want a foul, but the way he got his two fouls to start the game, maybe he did want a foul. So if you play like that, then, you know, you can't be count on. And today we could not count on Marcus because he just grabbed the guy twice to start the game.
And, Coach, now looking ahead tomorrow, heading down to Atlanta. Abilities. And what's going to be, what's the message to the team? Again, you continue this road trip with three games now at a neutral site.
Listen to the coaches. Don't have your own ideas, okay? The coaches are here to help the players. The players are supposed to listen to the coaches so the coaches can help them. That's what they need to start doing.
Well, Coach, we would like to appreciate some time you joining us today. And I know you always have to, obviously, you know, we like listening to you post-game. We look forward to obviously getting your thoughts later during the season. Thanks for taking a few minutes out. Good luck next time out.
All right. Thank you, guys. And we'll get better, but guys got to listen, man. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. That's Monmouth University head basketball coach King Rice joining us here post-game. And Jared, he's, to say the least, visibly unhappy with the loss today.
Yeah, it's a tough one to swallow. Battling back the way they did, you know, coming back from 15 down, tying it twice, couldn't get over that next hurdle. And you can see that he's very upset, but the only way to get better is to learn from the mistakes. And lucky for the Hawks that it's a quick turnaround, travel day tomorrow, right back at it. Monday night down in Atlanta against Georgia State.
Well, Ryder's next game is also Monday night as they'll visit South Carolina at 7 p.m. And Monmouth's next game, and we'll take a look at that game, which is our upcoming game presented by Coach USA. Coach USA, driven with pride. MU takes on Georgia State, the host in this pod in the Coaches versus Cancer Classic, Monday night at 7 p.m. Then Tuesday night they take on South Alabama at 4. And then Wednesday they take on Tennessee State at 12 noon. Our next broadcast, as we said, Georgia State, Monday night, the 19th, at 7 p.m. We would like to thank a couple of our sponsors for their continued support of Monmouth Athletics on the Shore Sports Network. The Sonic of Tinton Falls is now open just minutes away from campus in nearby Tinton Falls on Route 35 in the A&P Shopping Center. Open until midnight, the Tinton Falls Sonic not only has great food specials, but if you bring your game ticket there, you can buy one, get one free, hamburgers. Also, we'd like to thank our friends at Chevrolet and your Tri-State local Chevy dealer for their continued sponsorship of Monmouth Basketball. See your local Chevy dealer or visit ChevyOffers.com. Jared, final thoughts here as MU was down 15 at the half. They lose 65-62. But although Coach was pretty upset, I think some positives to come out of this game.
Absolutely. Forcing 28 turnovers, scoring off 27 of those is definitely a stat that you could be happy about. Battling back from 15,
the winner of a gift card to Chili's
to tie the game twice. Not an easy test to do, but it's a
You got to play the 40 minutes, like Coach Rice said. You can't play 20, 25. You can't play in spurts. So a full game. Hopefully we can tie it all together down in Georgia State.
And they'll look for that on Monday night in Atlanta. Partner, great job tonight. We'll get you for the next three broadcasts. We appreciate the great job today, as always. We look forward to it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And that will wrap things up courtside here at Alumni Gym. Monmouth Falls, the Rider, 65-62. The next broadcast of Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network is Monday night at 7 p.m. The Hawks will take on Georgia State. Unfortunately, the basketball team could not complete the Monmouth sweep today on the Shore Sports Network. Congratulations to the football team defeating Robert Morris in their final game of the year earlier today with our good buddies Greg Viscomi and Matt Harmon on the call, 26-21. We will now say goodnight from Alumni Gym in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Ryder defeats Monmouth 65-62. For my broadcast partner Jared Weiss, Greg Ott, who joined us at halftime, Lauren Bajica, and Megan Oleski back in the studios engineering this afternoon. Great job, as always. We will catch you Monday night in Atlanta for the Hawks and Georgia State. We'd like to thank you for listening to another presentation of Monmouth Basketball on your home for the Hawks all season long, the Shore Sports Network. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Every day, enjoy. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.